You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Have you been so hungry for revival? You've been crying out for a revival, and you've been seeing it even in your dreams. God has been showing you about it, that a great awakening. You've been hearing us pray, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. Well, if that's been your heart, this program is for you, because we have Josiah Johnson with us today, and we're going to be talking exactly that. Hello, Josiah. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man.
So glad to have you on the program, man.
Thank you for having me, Greg.
We had a chance to meet first. You know, we know your brother, you know, Jeremiah Johnson. Mm-hmm. Much better looking, much nicer. Oh, man, no, I'm just messing with you. And so,
he has less hair than me. So.
He does. Yeah. He does. You know, what happened?
So everybody thinks he's older because he's
younger?
He's younger.
That's Jeremiah Johnson. You know who we're talking about. He's also in the prophetic. But, you know, so you were here at the beginning when we first met. You were at a gathering that Charles Sepiel and Daniel Kalenta, who's now heading up Christ for the Nation, had put together, and you're working with Daniel. And you were coming in. We had some of the Brownsville Revival School of Ministry students that hadn't seen each other in a while. We were at the Perdido Key Oyster Bar, which is owned by an exciting man who was there part of the... He was the first catcher for the people who had fallen into the presence of God for Brother Kilpatrick that was there. And we began to just talk about what God's doing. And it was a pretty powerful night. You know, let's talk about that a little bit. First of all, we're glad to have you. Tell us about yourself first, so everybody, in case they don't know who you are.
Sure, man. So my name is Josiah Johnson. I'm a father of two amazing boys, Jehu and Jonathan.
Jehu and Jonathan.
I've been married to my wife, Jen, for 7 years. We've served in ministry almost the entire time we've been married. Wow. I grew up a pastor's kid, grew up in church, grew up in a pretty intense atmosphere of the presence of the Lord and revival and the presence of God and the God moving. So... it just feels like it's in our DNA, in my DNA, man, to burn for the movement of the Lord in my generation. So right now I work full-time for Christ for All Nations, which is evangelist Reinhard Bonnke and Daniel Kalenda's ministry. Mm-hmm. Tremendous heritage of the Lord in that ministry, you know, over 78.5 million commitments to Jesus since the mid-70s, which is...
We show some of those videos of those millions of people worshiping God at the same time. It's powerful.
Yeah, it's really, really unheard of. So, that's one of the things that brought us here to the Pensacola area. We're having this big gathering in September, 4-day gathering, the 4th to the 7th. It's called Light the Fire Again. Yes. You've got this unique thing happening, a convergence of sorts in the spirit, if you will. You've got leaders and all those that were connected to the Brownsville Revival that broke out here Father's Day 95 in Pensacola.
We're in Pensacola, by the way, everybody that's watching.
We're in Pensacola, Florida. Yes. The Toronto Blessing, mm-hmm. Airport Fellowship, John and Carol Arnott, 94, that move of God started and has gone on for years and years and years. And then, of course, you've got something that maybe in America we don't know nearly much about, but you've got Claudio Friedson and Carlos Anacondia and their leadership of the move of God that's been going on in Argentina since the late 80s.
Actually, Steve Hill, who was actually part of the fire brand that began to birth.
Brownsville.
We've been praying for years for revival. God has shown revival to Pastor John Kilpatrick, but God's caught us by surprise on Father's Day 1995 when Steve Hill showed up that morning.
And he had been in the fires of the Argentina revival.
Yes.
Which, by all means...
So we're kind of interconnected. All that was...
Absolutely. A lot of people, I mean, they'll tell you the Argentina revival is still going on. So
this is where God would lift a man up off the ground so he could preach to the multitudes, right?
That's right. Yeah, a little Carlos Anacondia, man. Yeah. He's a powerful man of God. He's got one of the just most tremendous anointings for casting out devils I've ever seen, man. When he begins to bind the enemy and loose the presence of God, it's just amazing what God does. So you've got all these three streams of revival and awakening, man, that are coming together in
right
Pensacola.
Right here on the Gulf Coast, the glory zone.
Crazy, man. We're going to pack it out, over 10,000 people in that stadium for 4 days, believing God and crying out to God for not just a move of God in this city, but a move of God that will shake the world, shake the nations again, you know, as we, you know, live in a time and a period, man, where we're the earth is groaning, man, right, for the Lord to come, and he is coming.
Well, listen, if you want to get your seat in this move of God, you need to register right now. The details are on the screen. As a matter of fact, we're about to go to this break where you can see the details of what's happening for what's happening at the Bayfront. Register September the
4th to the 7th. It's a free event. It's free. I mean, you're going to have, you know, voices and worship leaders and the people that carry the presence of God from all over the world coming. It's this massive gathering. It's totally free. You do have to register,
though. How many nations have signed up? 50?
Over 30.
Oh, 30 nations.
Over 30 different nations.
You want to be a part? I think, I really believe it's literally light the
fire
again.
Absolutely.
And I believe this is Dr. Young. He chose prophetic word where it began in Pensacola. It went 100 miles to the west, which is exactly where Church of His Presence is now with Brother Kilpatrick. Both places, it was coincidental, or God called Brother Kilpatrick, and then it comes right back burning through Florida, goes down to Miami, and goes all the way up across the East Coast and across the West Coast, and all of America's ablaze with the glory of God. Isn't this so exciting, the words that we're sharing? Listen, you got to see. I want you to see firsthand and hear Brother John Kilpatrick share the prophetic word given by Dr. Youngie Cho about this, what I believe, Light the Fire Again, is actually a part of. Check it out.
Just left Seattle. And she said, I was in a meeting in Seattle, Pastor. She said, I know I've never met you, but I've been going here a long time. I said, yeah, I know that. She said, I just left a meeting in Seattle. And she said, Dr. Cho was the speaker. And she said, I heard him say in Seattle that the Lord told him, he said, I'm about to pour out my spirit in America. And he said, well, Lord, I said, are you through with America? Are you through with America? It looks like that, you know, everything just going haywire. Are you through with America? And God said, oh, no. He said, I'm not through with America. He said, I'm about to pour out my spirit there. He said, as a matter of fact, get your atlas out of your attaché case. And he got his atlas out and opened it up. And the Lord said, point. And it landed right on the dot of Pensacola. And the Lord spoke to Joe and said, I'm going to pour out my spirit first here like a match head. It'll burn like a match head, bright, and it'll be powerful. And he said, then it will go over to the Mississippi River, and it'll back up across Florida again, come down into the peninsula of Florida, go up the East Coast, down through the West and the Southwest, and shoot out to the Northwest. And before my coming, all of America will be ablaze with the glory of God.
Before my coming, all of America will be ablaze with the glory of God. You don't want to miss Light the Fire Again. I'm telling you, God is doing something powerfully on the Gulf Coast. We call it the Glory Zone. And I believe of all the ministers God has called, and we've met quite a few of them that God has called, and we love them all, Josiah is a new addition to who God has called on the Gulf Coast, because he's sticking, staying, and standing, and being a part of us here. Josiah, so tell us, you know, we were talking that night at the Oyster Bar, at Pretty Oyster Bar, and man, as soon as you started talking, we're like, oh, he's the real deal, because we hear a lot of things.
Sure.
It could just sense, you know, in my spirit, you know, bear witness with your spirit. I can feel John too. Is like, he's the real deal. You know, some people talk about God.
Yeah.
But being in love with him, that their motives and their desires to see him, more of him, and just whatever he wants to do, you know, I just sense that, you know, just that moment. And I said, I've never been in love with a bearded man before. I think I love him. Then you were going to prophesy, you know, and just an awesome, encouraging word about what God's doing. You didn't know that God's been using us through VFN Kingdom Business with businesses and all, but God literally, you know, spoke that prophetic word that, you know, about, you know, what was going on through you, but you probably didn't know that was happening then.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're in Lakeland, Florida. Then God, what happens? What happened? How'd you get here?
Yeah. So I mentioned earlier before that right now I'm in a season where I'm working, you know, full time with Christ for All Nations, which has been just an incredible blessing to my life and to my family. So part of that has been helping to mobilize the church in this area and in the Southeast in America for Light the Fire Again. And
Daniel Kalinda, by the way, is a graduate
of the Brownsville Revival School of Ministry.
Exactly,
absolutely.
Yeah, exactly,
he was the 999th graduate, 999.
There you go.
And he didn't even tell me that. Someone else did, actually.
Right.
So it's kind of crazy. In the midst of mobilizing for this project, as I begin to come in and out of this region, helping to stir up the churches and create awareness, not just for the event, but more like helping to create the prophetic timeline and lay down the storyline of what the Lord is actually saying about this gathering and this season. Mm-hmm. We just felt, man, the pull from the Lord, man, to begin to settle into this region, to roll up our sleeves and go to work in participating in what God wants to do, not just in terms of revival and awakening, but God is building and establishing His ecclesia. He's establishing His governing class, His governing rule. The local church in this area is beginning to come to life as God begins to release His strategic plans for what He wants to do, man. There's just an amazing, there's an amazing presence of the Lord that I feel like is beginning to settle on the Gulf Coast right now. There's a hunger here that I think it's been here before. It's probably waned at different times over the years because we go through seasons that are some more difficult than others. But as we've been here and we've been doing meetings, we've had the privilege of preaching in over 20 different churches in the last two and a half months in the Gulf
Coast. Beautiful pastors around here.
Amazing,
right?
Pastors, people. And leaders, people that are just genuinely hungry for God, man. They want to see the Lord move in a more significant way than they have ever seen Him move before. And they're willing to do whatever that takes. And that is, I think, going to be the qualifier. You know, it's not necessarily going to be the most gifted or most talented people that are going to carry the torch in this hour in the Gulf Coast. It'll be the ones that are willing, ones who have made themselves available and said yes to the Lord.
You know, we've seen so many people come and go, and there's people that use ministry for a career opportunity. It's weird things. Things that doesn't cross my mind, but I got a whole chapter in my book called Naive. I got to get up. God does not accept naivety. You got to pay attention.
That's right.
And, you know, one question I asked you when you came here, you know, we were at Mark Tegenkamp's coffee guy in Pensacola, Florida. We're sitting down and getting a chance to meet, you know, and you've been here about a week or so, and you're staying at Steve Hill's, which is now owned by
Dr. Sandy Kirk,
beautiful lady, hungry for God lady, always going after God.
Mm-hmm.
And the question I asked you was, you know, are you going to stay? I mean, do you, are you just here for a moment to blow in, blow up, and blow out, or are you going to stay? And you told me something that just happened to you and your wife. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Just a few days, man, before you had asked me that question, man, I just, as I was saying earlier, I just begin to feel the tug of the Lord, man, as God began to give us a vision for what He wanted to do. I thought I should back up for a second, too. And you know this, but I had a dream, you know, about Steve Hill that you know about.
Oh, yes, talk about that.
That profoundly impacted.
Well, never naturally met him.
No, never naturally met Steve
watching
Hill. Yeah, I have always enjoyed and loved his ministry. Have watched many of the Brownsville services over the years on YouTube and different stuff.
And so, man. Steve Hill, so those don't know, Steve Hill was the evangelist and the prophet, if you would, at the Brownsville revival that took place. Passionate lover of God, lover of people. And so you had this encounter with Steve Hill in your dream. Talk about that.
Yeah, so in my dream, I'm seated on the stage left, the right-hand side of the Brownsville Auditorium, which, again, I had actually never been there. I have been there now, but I'd never been there up until this point
in
my
life.
So you
were at 3100 West DeSoto Street in the sanctuary, sitting on
dream.
The front row.
Yes.
And nobody was there but you and who?
There was nobody there in the sanctuary at all, but me and Steve Hill was on the stage.
Oh, wow.
And Steve Hill was shaking, and he was preaching as hard as he could, covered in glory, covered in the sweat. Shoot. Just the anointing was on him, and he was preaching and prophesying about the move of God, not that it already happened in Pensacola, but that was coming back. There was a move of God that was coming, and he was shouting and telling everyone to get ready and saying the Lord is going to move again. And as he came down off the stage, he made his way over to me, and he pointed right at me, and he told me to stand up. Before I could even stand up, he had grabbed me by my shirt, and he had stood me up, and he was this close to my face, and he just began to shake me violently in the dream, and he began to yell to right in my face to wake up. Wake up!
Wake
He's
up.
Yelling, wake up! After the third time, and I'm literally so shook in my dream, he then says to me, it's 4:44. Wake up, it's 4:44. He says it a few more times. Says, calls me by name, Josiah, it's 4:44. And then he says, wake up now. And I woke up from my dream. And I rolled over and looked at my alarm clock, and it was 4:44 in the morning. Mm. And I was met with the presence of God, but also the fear of the Lord. Mm. I just felt the trembling of God inside and outside. And so I began to pray in the spirit and got up. After about 10 minutes, I got up and I was walking around my hotel room. I was staying at a hotel up in Knoxville, Tennessee at the time because I was on the road ministering somewhere else.
And you're a minister.
I am.
Been in the ministry for years, and mm-hmm. God's having this encounter with you. So as ministers, we can be asleep.
Sure, absolutely.
We can fall into some lethargicness.
And I will tell you, in this season of my life, I haven't felt like I was asleep at all.
Yeah.
You know, but then again, I also think about like the parable of the 10 virgins, man, right. And even the wise virgins were asleep and had to be woke up. You know?
When revival hit at Brownsville, we were there Father's Day 1995, that we thought, you know, everything was cool prior to that. But once revival hit, we thought, like, maybe we just got saved. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it was a different shift. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're fine. Not at all. And so as I begin to pray through my dream and this encounter with Steve Hill and the Lord, the Lord dropped Ezekiel 44:4 into my spirit, which says, Then I was brought in by way of the north gate. And when I looked, I saw the Spirit of the Lord come and fill the house of the Lord with his glory. And I lay prostrate, lay face down before him. And the Lord spoke to me out of that verse and out of this encounter. And
before you share what he says, you've got to go to a break.
Okay.
Got to go to break right now. If you want to hear exactly what the Lord said to him, we have to go to break right now. But listen, comment below. What are your thoughts about a move of God? Have you been hungry for a move of God, but you just kind of given up? You're thinking like, is there any hope? You know, you've been downhearted. Maybe you've been lethargic and thinking, you know, I need to wake up, and God's waking you up right now. Comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. This is a worldwide move of God that God's been showing me about, showing Josiah and others about, that the nations are going to come to the glory zone to be touched. So you can go back to your nation, be like a firebrand, and God moving across the whole world simultaneously. Dutch Sheets prophesied that giants that have been around since the beginning of time over Asia and over these different continents are going to begin to fall, and people are going to be freed up. Is this not so exciting? If you've been wanting a move of God, you've been crying out for a move of God, this is the beginning of that. The Lighthouse Prophecy, all the 700 plus ministers working together. God put a hunger in so many ministers' heart. We want to continue hearing from Josiah as he's been sharing specifically because he was coming to the glory zone, of course, as what he's doing. He's working with Daniel Kalenta, Christ for the Nation, Light the Fire Again. But now God's calling him, it says something very specific to him. And I was asking him that before he shared about that awesome encounter with the Lord and Steve Hill at 4:44 in the morning. Josiah, so we're meeting together in the coffee guy, Mark Tegenkamp's coffee place, great place in the northern parts of the county. And I'm asking you the question, you know, people have come, people have gone, you know, people, I can't think about all the motives people have, but it's weird, you know, and then I asked you the question, you know, are you planning on staying? Because you're asking for a big commitment from a lot of leaders.
Sure.
And are you planning on staying? And what did you tell me at that point?
Yeah.
Staying on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, staying on the Gulf Coast. Yeah, just the question just really struck me. It was actually your question was, it was like the Lord asking me again. Because it was for us, you know, just a few days before, man, I had felt confronted by the Lord in a good way of, I'm asking you to stay. You know, will you stay here and will you roll up your sleeves and will you work alongside of those who have already been in this field plowing for a lot of years, some new, some old, but, you know, just coming in and becoming an encouragement and a strength and a bit of a, you know, helping to till up some of the fallow ground. Yeah. And the Lord's definitely used us as a plow in this season, man, to till up the ground and get it ready for what God is doing. And so I felt like your question to me was something the Lord had already been saying for
pretty
2 days.
Pretty direct, wasn't it?
Yeah, very. It was a very direct question. And then that morning, before you and I had met in the afternoon, my wife had actually come to me with tears running down her face and said, I really feel like the Lord is inviting us to stay here. And I had not shared with her anything yet. Right. Of course, for us as a family trying to make a move like that, it's like, okay, God, you know, you need to tell my wife because we both need to hear you on this. We need to know. We need to move as a family if this is what you're saying. And part of, you know, something I had shared with you earlier personally is we have just felt like we've been on almost like an Abrahamic journey. We've just felt like we're sojourners. You know, there's that quote, I think it's, I'm not sure who the quote is from, but it says, not all who wander are lost.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so we've always felt that way. We're not lost. We're not just floundering around. We've done the assignments that the Lord has asked us to do. But most of those assignments have been to go here for a short time and then on to the next thing. We've spent a lot of time on the road as a family. And so for us,
preparatory for today, more
absolutely,
than likely,
absolutely. So for God to say, this is what I, you know, really feels like He's been saying, this is what we've been preparing you for, is for this time to get you ready for the thing that I've called you to do in this season. It's like, part of it's exciting, and a part of it's like, oh wow, this is it.
This
is what you're wanting from us. And so,
you mentioned the fear of the Lord. I mean,
we do, and we have felt the sobriety of God in just the fear of the Lord, man. Not an emotional decision, not a hyped up, you know, not some crazy, like, well, because we think something's going to happen that's not really happening, but knowing that God is asking us not just to be here, but to come in and lay down our lives next to those who have already been doing that and to say yes to the things that God wants to do in this region. So, really, it's an honor for us, man. That God's asked us to come.
I think your response was, when I asked you that direct question, was that was asked just like a father would ask. Because you see so many people hurt by people that are blowing in, blowing up, making huge, I mean, huge proclamations and professions where people buy in to what's going on. And it could have been true, but almost like it was prostituted. Does that make sense?
Sure, absolutely.
And it just feels so much different. I mean, God is just moving differently. And I'm just grateful for you to say yes to God, because he asked if we wanted to be in the Gulf Coast, if we were going to be in Texas. He didn't say you had to go, but it was an invitation.
It's the same thing that we felt, man. I didn't feel like it was like the Lord saying you have to, as much as it was, I felt the invitation from the Lord of, would you like to stay here? I would like for you to be here.
I got a question for you real quick.
Yeah.
Will you stay for another program? Because we are coming like to the end of this program. Would you?
Yeah, of course I would.
Oh my goodness, you got to stay tuned. Listen, I'm going to continue a conversation with Josiah on our next program. I want to challenge you. Comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. Believe God for what he said, the coming move of God. Pray with me right now. Father God, I just pray encouragement, inspiration, and dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray.
Yes,
in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to the same. And I'll see you in the VFNKB community. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.